Excellent. Good morning, everybody. Great to see you this morning. Enjoying church today. How good is it to sing No Longer Slaves? Haven't sung that one in a while. It's a great, great song. Well, God bless you. Great to see you in the house of God this morning. And today we continue on our marked, inspired, bold journey. Who was blessed last Sunday, Hearing Vision Sunday? Been encouraged. So God's got some great, great plans for our church for 2017. And just really excited about the strong, strong faith statement for us to move forward as a community, to finish the things that God has called us to finish, which we spoke about last week, Sunday morning. And that is, of course, I've been told the room downstairs is called, don't ask me why, Steve Lamb, I think he's just famous. And of course, our atrium and foyer, a whole bunch of things that's going to service our church and move our church forward. So that we can be a house that truly reaches our community. Can you say amen? Amen. All right. Well, we're going to continue on that journey today. And I am going to skip forward a little bit in Nehemiah. But next week I will come back to Nehemiah chapter 1. But for the sake of working with the overall vision of our house, we do need to just jump a little bit. And of course, today, the focus of today is all about our small groups. It's all about talking about our life groups. If you're a life group leader, say, there's a few around. And about walking together in this journey side by side. Now, it's been interesting to note that in the last 10 years on Australian television, we have been inundated with a particular style of television show. Reality TV has gone through the roof, and there are people who watch all these funny and weird shows, but I find that the one that people are most passionate about is the home renovation shows. They're amongst us today. You might be sitting next to one of them right now as we speak. There are shows like The Block, Reno Rumble, Selling Houses Australia, House Rules, and all those other ones that someone just yelled out. It is true in Australia that we are blessed with beautiful houses. I was talking to Karen Hardy when I caught up with her last week, and we were talking about in Perth, of all places. Yes, there is a city called Perth to all you Sydney people. And if you travel from the city of Perth down the Swan River towards Fremantle, you get to see the houses of the mining magnates. There are areas like Peppermint Grove and others where the houses are just absolutely huge. I've done the tour, and I remember the person kind of educating you, providing you with the information as you go from the city towards Fremantle. Remember one particular house, the actual construction of the wall alone around the house was $1 million. There you go. Well, we are certainly blessed with great houses in our nation. I've been blessed to get to go on Gad and Mel's boat when we first came to the Shire, Alison and I and the kids. Gad took us through all these inlets that I didn't even know existed. And wow, there are some serious houses in the Shire. Who knows what I'm talking about? Talk about manicured gardens. I could sleep on that thing and be happy. Come on, somebody, say amen. But it's true that we do have beautiful houses in our nation. We really have been blessed with the best of the best. Great swimming pools, terrific views. Come on, somebody, say amen. And I just threw this in, given the weather conditions this morning, over the last couple of days. Ducted, reverse, cycle, air conditioning. Greatly blessed, highly favored, deeply loved. But you can have a beautiful house, but a beautiful house does not necessarily make a home. This morning, we want to talk about how Shire Live can become a home for you. Because a home speaks about family. It speaks about encouragement. It speaks about nurture. It speaks about care. It speaks about belonging. And there are many people here this morning where Shiloh is a house. For you, you call it the house of God. But it's not just about being a part of a house. It's about being a part of a home. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6, but Christ as the Son is in charge of God's entire house. Can you say amen? It goes on to say, and we are God's house. But we want to take this house, this beautiful church that God's given to us, this beautiful connection that God has allowed us to flourish in and grow in and be a part of. We want to take this house that we are planted in and we want to turn it into a home. God's agenda is not just to build homes. God's agenda is that we, pardon me, not just houses, but God's agenda is that we build a home. God's agenda is that people, His people, we would not just come to a particular location, but this would be a place where we feel loved, we feel nurtured, we feel cared for, we feel encouraged, and we feel as though we have been inspired and lifted up in the purposes of God for our lives. But it is sad that for many this morning, the Shiloh is just a house to you. Now, thank God that it is a house, because it's better than not being in the house. Amen? But if all Shiloh to you is a house, you have only just put your foot in the water. You are ankle deep. God is calling us to go knee deep. He's calling us to go waist deep. He's calling us to be totally submerged in the current of what He's doing. So the question is this morning, how can we take this house we call Shiloh Church and turn it into a home? Well, Nehemiah chapter 3, Warren read some of it this morning with those wonderful names. And notice how he chose an easy name, John Harris. There you go. Instead of something or other. Get on you, John. In Nehemiah chapter 3, we see something very powerful. We see in the reconstruction, the rebuilding of the wall, that Nehemiah assigned everyone a specific place to work. Now, you'll see on the screen that this coordination stands out in the phrases. Now, watch this in chapter 3. We see these phrases, next to him, next to them, next to that, the next section, beside him, and beyond them, which in one chapter alone occurs 28 times. So it's clear to me this morning, church, that the reconstruction and the building of God's house, it's not just about some walls. It's not just about bricks and mortar. But it's a place where families can come together, unite their energy and efforts side by side to take this broken city and to build a home for the presence of God. Well, what's the best way to see our house? Amen. How do we see this house become a home for you? Who'd like it to be a home? Is it by coming on Sunday? Well, that's a good start. Is it by going to a departmental meeting? Well, that's a good start as well. Is it by being at the 5 p.m. prayer meeting tonight? That's a good start as well. We're stepping forward in God's purposes. But if you truly want Shiloh to be a home for you, the number one way is to get connected to a small group. Amen. You got to get connected to a small group. You got to belong somewhere. People have got to know your name. You can't be the McDonald's Christian. Drive in, drive out, and off I go and get on with my life. We need meaningful relationships in our church, and the way that we do it is through our life groups. Amen? Shiloh will no longer just be a house to you. It'll become a home. It's great that we connect as the family of God on Sunday. It's great that we come together. But church, this is only the beginning. You need a small group where you will receive rich, supportive, and meaningful relationships, where you get to understand other people's needs. And Shire Life no longer just becomes a house to you. It actually becomes a, there you go, a home. So let me tell you what happens in a life group. Are you ready this morning, church? What I love about life groups, number one, is in a life group, in a small group, you will receive encouragement. Church, we live in a world where negativity, criticism, fault-finding, backbiting, and all kinds of biting is rife. It's crazy. People want to find fault with each other. People want to pull each other down. That's the world that we live in. But in a life group, you can receive encouragement. You can be blessed. You can find thermals that lift you up in the purposes of God. We all need encouragement, church. You all need to belong to a small group where somebody tells you you're doing a great job. Where somebody tells you, oh, when you prayed that prayer, oh, gee, I just felt the baby leap in my womb. Something ignited in me. We all need to be told that we're doing a great job in the kingdom of God. Can you say amen? And our Shire Life staff, we try and practice this every now and again in the prayer meetings, where we will sit down in a group and we will go around and tell each other what we like about each other. Jackson starts to squirm because he's always thinking about others and not himself. And we encourage each other and we build each other and we love on each other, because to us, Shire Life is not just a house, it's actually a home. The Apostle Paul, time and time again, when he wrote various letters to the churches, he spoke of his appreciation. He spoke to the church at Rome, Corinth, Ephesus, Colossae, and each time he would say, I never cease to thank God for you. I thank my God every time I remember you. Because the Apostle Paul understood that relationships are built on gratitude. When you go to a Shire Life life group, small group, it's not a place of condemnation. It's not a place to point out the 7 spots on your back. Shire Life life groups exist to lift you up and to encourage you and to bless you, to prefer you, to honor you. Amen. I also love, in Shire Life life groups, turning our house into a home. Number 2, protective barriers come down. Amen? Sometimes we like to build protective barriers around our lives. Us 4 and no more. Amen? I'm not going to let you guys in this far. But when you go to a life group, there's an atmosphere where you are loved for who you are. You're accepted for who you are. You're blessed for who you are. And there's this beautiful thing that happens in some life groups, many life groups, called the power of food. Amen. All the foodies say amen this morning. Now, I'm going to give you a tip this morning on some life groups to choose that just seem to go the extra mile with food. Who's ready to change life groups this morning? Come on, somebody. It's a democratic society, free for all. One church, one God, one Lord, one Savior, one baptism. I've been told that Yvette Roma has awesome food in her life group. But I've also been told that she's competing, not that there's competition in the kingdom of God, with Jill McGregor. I heard that Jill busted out at her house. Amen, Jill. Side by side. Is he here this morning? I've been told that Elise Paris she puts out anti-pasto platters at her life group. Where are you, Elise? Say amen. Stand up, Elise, so everyone can see who you are. This is a good life group to go to, everyone. Who likes antipasto platters? Amen. Woo! I know Jared and I do. But we've never been invited, Elise, you see. So, rejection at its best. I've been told that Milani Biasetto, she brings out the food. But if you're a pizza lover, any pizza lovers in the house this morning? I've been told that every single life group, Jason Burns has pizza at his life group. Hawaiian, super supreme, cheese lovers. You know the thick crust one where they put the cheese in these days? It's happening at that life group right there. Protective barriers come down. We love on each other. We encourage each other. We bless one another. We eat together. Amen. I was so blessed recently by Nate Guy. Who knows Nate Guy? He's one of our guitarists. I caught up with him a couple of weeks ago and I had a revelation. We went down to the Japanese place down the road here. We sit down. He says, Pastor Brad, have you ever tried cheese balls? I said, I didn't know Japanese restaurants do cheese balls, but we'll give it a go. The cheese balls came out. The thing was melting. I put it in my mouth. It was dripping like this. And we just ate. Then we got another one. Now we have an eternal connection between each other, all because of the cheese balls. And when I see him, we hug each other because we've created a memorable moment and the protective barriers have come down. All the food lovers say, amen. Being a part of a life group is also a place where you are protected from the storms of life. You know, the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verse 2, James, the wisdom book of the New Testament, he says, my brothers and sisters, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. It doesn't say if you fall into a trial. It says when you fall into a trial, assuming that at some point we'll go through a trial. I know you're very encouraged by that this morning. But when? Well, a life group is a little bit like this. I was in Atlanta with my senior pastor back then. I was about 27, 28 years of age, and Pastor Ashley Evans, and he was preaching for TD Jakes. So we're sharing a room in Atlanta, and it's kind of exciting. Not everyone gets to preach at TD Jakes at his MegaFest conference. So MegaFest conference has 500,000 people at this conference, right? He's preaching in the night meeting. There I am, the 28-year-old young adult pastor. Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet TD Jakes at that time. But I have sat next to him, and I did something really dumb when I sat next to him. I've never told you guys this story. I'm sitting next to TD Jakes. I think I was about 28, 29. He's preaching for us in Adelaide. And Pastor Ashley's talking about what an honour to have him. And he's sitting like this. I'm there. And as Pastor Ashley's talking about what a great honour to have TD Jakes, I lean over my hand and I say, it's great to have you. And I touch him like this on the leg, because I'm just very affectionate, you see. He just turns and looks at me like this. And you know, he doesn't smile. And he just put his head this way. And I just thought, what are you doing, Brad? Bless him, Lord. So I'm in Atlanta. Ashley's preaching. I say to Pastor Ashley, I'll just kind of get out of your way so you can pray, prepare. I walk into the city and this mammoth thunderstorm comes. It is so intense. The problem is I needed to get back to the room because I got to kind of get ready to go to the meeting. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And I thought, Brad, you just got to run it. I thought, it doesn't matter if I get saturated because I can always get changed. I start running through the streets of Atlanta, trying to get back to where we were staying. And this old African-American gentleman is standing in one of the corners. And he stops me. He says, excuse me, brother. He says, you look like you need an umbrella. He says, take my umbrella. I don't need it. You can have it. I'm like, are you sure? He says, yes, take the umbrella. I'm like, God bless you. Thank you. So appreciative. I grab the umbrella. I go back to where I was staying. And I thought about it. And I thought, that's what a life group is like. I may not be able to stop the storm for you. In a life group setting, we may not be able to stop what's going on. But a life group is an atmosphere where we can pass a protective mechanism, some wisdom, some encouragement, some things that are going to help you in the journey so we can all get through the storm. Amen. Amen. In a life group setting, you can experience the power of multiplication. God himself knew that Adam was brilliant. He thought, you look good. I like you. But in order to achieve multiplication, advancement, God needed to add. And he brought along Eve. There's a power in our togetherness. There's a power in our agreement that produces a multiplication that you cannot achieve on your own. The wisdom of the geese, which we've spoken about in our Power of Agreement series, tells us that the whole flock adds at least 70% more flying range than if each bird flew alone. The point is that teamwork always trumps individual effort. You're good, but you're not that good. You might be able to go faster alone, but together we will go further. There is an atmosphere of destiny that's created in a life group where we come together, mentalities are lifted, your prayer life is lifted, you think differently, you believe differently. Because as a life group, it's not just about people coming together. It's about a process of migration. We're going from one place to another together in the purposes of God. Can you say amen? We have some great life groups at Shire Live. Youth, young adults. There are kids' life groups. How good is that? Adult life groups. There are men's life groups. Married couple life groups. The list goes on and on of places for you to belong. This morning, I want to introduce to you our amazing care pastor, life groups pastor, and that is Pastor Deb Lenzo. Deb, why don't you come on up? And Deb's going to sing a song. Let's give her a great hand. Deb's going to talk to us this morning about the different opportunities or places that you can connect to as far as life groups goes, small groups goes, SOSM goes. So let's give Pastor Deb one more hand.
Thank you. Look, I'd love to tell you a couple of stories this morning. Is that okay? I want to tell you about some heroes of mine. The first is Nicole Beale, who's sitting right here. Hiding. Now, Nicole will hate that I'm mentioning her name because she would say she's more on the shy side, but she's a champion. Let me tell you, about 11 and a half years ago, Nicole raised a Catholic but never thought she would find herself in church. And situations arose in her world that caused her to get really desperate and cry out to the God that she'd heard about and say, help! Really desperate. And then God did a miracle. He brought her across the path of one of our amazing life group leaders. Needless to say, that life group, they came around Nicole. They loved her. They befriended her. They stood beside her. And it was probably 3 months of connecting with those girls in life group. And in that time, she made a decision to make Jesus her Lord and Savior. And then she came to church. So she experienced what it was to be part of God's family even before she walked inside this building. And that has put like a mark on Nicole's life, because let me tell you what's happening this year. Nicole is starting a life group. Nicole is starting a life group. Because she knows what it means to have people stand with you in the journey, to do things side by side. And it doesn't matter if you're the biggest extrovert or the shyest introvert, whether you're 13, 33 or 103. The 103 might be a challenge with your hearing and everything, but you can still be a life group leader, okay? You can still create a sense of family for other people and help them find home. Let me tell you another story. A young girl in our youth ministry, we'll call her Jan because I don't want to tell you her name, because she was severely traumatized and abused. But she came into our youth environment and our young people got around her. They stood with her. And this is a young girl that the doctor said, this girl will never have a normal life. She will end up in an institution for the rest of her days. But these girls came around her, they loved on her, they stood with her in the scary times, both in this house and outside this house. And I can tell you, while this girl has a big journey ahead of her still, now they're saying, this girl, because of the way she's been loved and cared for and because of the hope that she's found in her life, she has a chance of living a normal life. That's a miracle, church. That's a miracle. Still connected. I am blessed to be married to an awesome man called Sam Lenzo. But let me tell you, Sam wasn't always the amazing man you see in church. He's in kids today. He was a very broken, very angry young Italian man. All the Italians know exactly what I'm saying there, full of passion. But do you know what? Somehow he connected with some people from this church and he would drive from Belmore, where all the good Italians and Greeks and Lebanese live, drive all the way to Engadine to have life group at John and Irene Harris's house, all right, and then after that at Rick and Ann Banks's house, to be loved, to be championed through the times when he would be very passionate about his point of view. I'm trying to understate that. Until he's at a place, well, gosh, I just happen to walk into the building. Now he's part of my world. Isn't that good? God bless us. I'd like to point out to you Danny Veris. Where's Danny Veris? Danny doesn't know I mentioned him. Danny's been in this church many years. He's a life group leader. He's also on our creative team. About 18 months ago, Danny in his life group had a bunch of guys trying to find their way in life. Every one of his life group now are actively serving in this house, practicing what it means to be side by side. And I reckon I should put a goal out there for Danny. Danny, you can rise up another life group leader out of that crew. Awesome man of God raising awesome men of God. Our life group leaders are partnering with the vision at a grassroots level. They're taking what we do on Sundays and making it real and relevant and purposeful for midweek, for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when you don't have the benefit of being in here and enjoying the amazing worship and having someone lay hands on you in a bunch of 1,000 people. They are the person you can pick up during the week and call them and say, hey, I'm not doing so great. Would you mind praying with me and receive a word of encouragement? Melissa and Arno, I don't know if they're here today. Where are you? Hiding. Oh, they're not here. Oh, goodness. No. Melissa and Arno, one of our amazing South African imports that have come into the church in the last 6 months. Have we got a few more in the house? Yeah, we do. Lots of you lately. Melissa and Arno, I had lunch with them a couple of weeks ago and they're saying, hey, Deb, we're just looking for a place to connect so we can find a sense of home. We're wanting to kind of grow in our relationship with God. We want to be accountable to somebody for our lives to make sure we're moving forward and we're not going backwards. Guess what they're describing for me? Life group. They're describing life group. So life groups have an invaluable role in the life of our church. And as Pastor Brad mentioned, we have them in our kids department, in our youth department, because we think they're essential. And also for our young adults and our adults, they're there. But unlike our kids and our youth, if they turn up to kids or youth in this church, they are automatically placed in a life group. But for us adults, we've got to take a bit of initiative, right? We've got to make a call. We've got to say hello to someone. So we wanted to make it easier for you today and provide a way of connecting with our life groups. And we've got this great setup in the foyer that will enable you to meet some people who are life group leaders and connect with our life groups, which generally run fortnightly in the life of our church. And they will help you connect, find a sense of family in a small group that'll make this bigger group so much more exciting and vibrant because you know where you fit. But we do understand that for some people, the life group connection can be a bit hard because of work, because of seasons of life. And so what we want to do is provide you some alternative options. They're things that can work well alongside life group, but if you can't make it to life group, then at least you can connect somewhere. And so we have two options here. The first one of those is our Shylife School of Supernatural Ministry. Now, this is a very important part of our church because this provides short-term courses of study in a small group setting that aim to provide really Holy Spirit-empowered discipleship in a specific area. So it's kind of like doing an intensive, all right? So life groups doing life. If you want to do a couple of weeks intensive, then SOSM provides that for you. And so I'd just like to quickly ask Aziza to come up and tell us what's available here this term.
Hello.
Now, Aziza, this champion lady, has been running SOSM for us for quite some while. Oh, but this year she's actually handing it over to Larissa DeMichael, who's coming back into our team. And Larissa's going to be running SOSM this year. She is away on holidays today. Wasn't that a champion of her? So Aziza has got up to let us know what's going on.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to talk about SOSM because obviously it is a passion that I have, both personally and as a life group leader. I think SOSM is just so brilliant because I get to sit in the classes. Now I get to sit under amazing teachers by specialists who can specifically impart into areas that I want to grow in. But also because Matt and I are such clever life group leaders, we know that we can't give every person all the information and all the knowledge on every single topic. So we get the specialists in and we take our life groups along to sit under teaching that specifically speaks into a need that they have. So this term, SOSM, we have four classes running. We have Leadership Advanced with Pastor Brad, which is so exciting. So it's a unique opportunity to actually sit under Pastor Brad's teaching and really draw from Nehemiah leadership lessons that will help you as a leader in all areas of your life. Then we have Spiritual Warfare with Larissa, which is one of our most popular classes. I still say our because it is our. It's one of the most popular classes in SOSM where it's a really dynamic, brilliant course where you learn really practical ways to engage in spiritual warfare, to experience freedom in your life and in the lives of the people that you love. Our third class this term is called Fashion to Reign, which you may be familiar with. It's another really popular class run by the wonderful Fiona Thomas, who, let me tell you, she is so passionate about this topic. And each term that I've got to sit in some of the classes with Fiona, she just, like, increasingly, the revelation comes increasingly about the roles, not just of women, but of men and women together in the plans and purposes of God. So that is a really brilliant course to get along to. And this term, we are introducing a brand new course, which is really exciting. It's the Cap Money course. It's run by Steve Pierce and our finance manager, Steve Lamb, who's such a legend. And these guys are so passionate about the area of finance because stewarding your resources is actually a spiritual thing. It's not just a practical thing. It's actually a really spiritual thing in your life. And these guys will really help to teach you really practical ways to manage your finances in a godly way. So they are actually awesome, like a breath of choice in SOSM and really awesome classes for every person, every need. So I really encourage you today to get out into the foyer where the beautiful Cat is manning our SOSM. And Andrew Thompson are manning the desk today so you can ask all the questions you need and find the course that's right for you.
Thanks, Z's. All right. So life groups are available to you. You can also, in addition, do SOSM if you would like to, because it runs on the alternate fortnight to life groups. So if you're just setting aside one night a week, you can do both life groups and a SOSM course if you want to. There's no have-tos, but we've designed it that way so you can fit those in. And lastly, there's the third kind of group that we've got available, which we call Connect Groups. Now, Connect Groups are social groups. They're just simply a social doorway, a way to connect with people in a fun relational manner. And somebody said to me, well, can't people socialize anyhow? Of course we can, but sometimes we just don't feel like we can take the initiative in a setting like this. It's a bit scary sometimes going up to someone you don't know and saying, hey, can I have coffee with you? Might come across the wrong way. So what we want to do is create a few doorways for you, some opportunities for you to connect with others, get to know people. All our groups are run by endorsed leaders. There's no attendance commitment, and meetings vary depending on the kind of the activity. So I'll give you a few examples so you know what I'm talking about. Our young ads are doing a coffee crawl for those who like checking out new cafes. We have Sunday lunch, which was previously called Link Up Lunch, and John and I, Irene Harris, are running that. And that's just a bunch of our mature people, 40 and above, that head out to lunch on a Sunday after church. That's next week. Debbie Johnson's got a group of ladies who like to go walking on a morning during the week, and you can join in if you'd like to do that. Fee Thomas is coordinating Coffee with the Girls for those who like to just hang out and have coffee, and she'll be letting people know what's going on there. There's a new group called Fairway to Heaven for those people who love a hit out of golf occasionally. All right. I know, I thought that was awesome. We've got a whole list of them available. Now, we're not trying to control the social activity of the church, all right? I'm not going to become the new social director, all right? But what we want to do is stimulate it. So honestly, the easiest thing you can do is say hi to a bunch of people you'd love to know, or just remember that standing behind your group in the foyer on Sunday is probably one or two people just desperate to be connected and they would like to join in with your conversation. We want to be a warm and welcoming church where people find an easy in. It's not hard to connect. So straight after the service this morning, when you head out to the foyer, you'll see opportunity to connect with men's life groups, ladies' life groups, mixed and couples' life groups. We also have a SOSM desk with the courses available. We also have a desk where you can pick up information on Connect groups. We'll give you some info so you can go and give people a call and find out what's happening. But we'd love to get your details so that we can actually get on the front foot and help you connect as well. So on your seats, around your seat, you'll find a card that explains the three types of groups. You can grab that and have a look. And I'll see you in the foyer after the service.
Thank you. Let's give Deb Lenzo a great hand. I'm using this mic, Deb. That one sounds hollow. Let's give Deb Lenzo a great hand. That was amazing. Woo, Deb, you are the social director. Fairway to Heaven. How good is that? That is brilliant. We'll come to a close just in a couple of minutes because we do want to give people an opportunity to connect out in the foyer and to get that information. It might sound a little bit like information overload, but just breathe. It's okay. Breathe. Everyone take a deep breath. Ah, there you go. See, that feels better, doesn't it? Hey, how good is that? Adrian, how are you? Good to see you. I saw you last Sunday night. So you had a couple of weeks off, hey? There you go. You're looking tanned. Amen. Beautiful. One of the great things about Life Group, lastly, is that it provides an opportunity for us to have a proactive outlook. What do I mean by that? We have to be careful in 21st century life that church doesn't become just about me, my needs, my wants, what I get out of it. That's not the body of Christ. Body of Christ, Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friends. What a life group does is a life group gives you the opportunity to appreciate others, to appreciate other people's needs. Amen, come on. To appreciate what other people are going through. You're not the only one who's going through something. There are others who need your love, your support, your encouragement. And God has blessed you with gifts, talents, and abilities that is of great benefit to others. Can you say amen? One of the dangers of just making Sundays your only place of connection is that it's easy to become a Sunday service spectator. God has called us to grow in our gifts. God has called us to use our gifts to be of benefit to others. Amen? And instead of being in an environment that's just about me and what I get and what I want, we start to look beyond ourselves, have a proactive outlook, and we become a blessing to others. Can you say amen? I love what Pastor Rick Warren says in closing. He says that church is not a place you go to. That's just the beginning. Church is a family you belong to. And how do we do that? We do that by being connected to a small group. Pastor Allison and I can only catch up with so many people on any given week. There are only so many emails and pastoral care situations that we can respond to. And that goes for all of our pastors. So the pastoral care system, according to the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 4, is that the body of Christ would do its work, would encourage each other, would bless each other, would support each other, would text each other, would email each other, would pray for one another, and we do that through our life groups. Amen. Can I give you one more thing? One more thing. I was thinking about this yesterday. Jesus has got 3 years to make an impact on the world. It's all he's got. 3 and a bit years. If that was you, what would you do? All I've got is a limited ministry time to change the world. What's the first thing that Jesus did? He built a life group. Don't underestimate the power of a life group. It's part of God's strategy for the earth. Amen. 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 Well, Pastor Christy, why don't you...